Welcome to Wholeness and Holiness Podcast. Here we will deepen your understanding of human and spiritual integration so you can live the life of peace and fulfillment God has for you. I'm your host, Margaret Vasquez. I hold a degree in theology and am a licensed professional clinical counselor and certified trauma therapist. Join me weekly for practical applications of the spiritual life. No part of this audio is to be used as mental health treatment or clinical advice. Please see a licensed mental health professional for personal consultation. Hi, and welcome to Wholeness and Holiness Podcast. I'm your host, Margaret Vasquez. Hey, if you like what you hear today, this is picking up with giving you an audio version of Fearless, Abundant Life Through Infinite Love, a book I wrote back during the pandemic. Amazing what you can do when the world shuts down, right? So this is actually available on Amazon if you're looking for a hard copy. People have said it's very useful as a jumping off point for retreats or for their prayer time. So that's, again, Fearless, Abundant Life Through Infinite Love. We'll be picking up from today. Also, More Than Words, The Freedom to Thrive After Trauma, my book on trauma, available on Amazon. And if you're looking to get connected for intensive outpatient trauma therapy, online human and spiritual integration workshops, or in-person workshops, retreats, and all that, feel free to check me out at sacredhearthealingministries.com. So today, picking up with the chapter, Valuing Myself. From Jonah, chapter 4, verse 11. The Lord spoke to Jonah and said, "And should I not be concerned over Nineveh, the great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who cannot distinguish their right hand from their left, not to mention the many cattle?" How common it is for us to find our value in our performance, talent, skills, physical appearance, wealth, or status. The scripture at the beginning of this section puts our value in right perspective because it reveals God's perspective. Jonah was sent by God to preach repentance to the Ninevites, and when they did repent and God had mercy, Jonah was angry about it. We take a look at the scripture above and find how God saw them. They were clueless. He said they couldn't tell their left hands from their right hands. That's not a statement of harsh criticism from the Lord, but rather an explanation to Jonah of why he was gentle and didn't smite them like Jonah would have preferred. That clearly reveals the heart of our good shepherd, who values his people simply because we are his own. In Genesis, the serpent tempted Adam and Eve by making them think they weren't good enough and needed to be like gods. Even in our time, we hear constant echoes of that moment. Commercials bombard us every day with messages about the myriad ways we are not good enough, how their products can rescue us from teeth that aren't white enough, clothes that aren't bright enough, and vehicles that aren't fast enough. The list goes on. Focusing on the externals to find our value keeps us continually trying to earn what we already have. Hanging our value on anything other than God's love for us corrupts our vision and becomes how we measure ourselves and the way we believe others see us. When we try to find our worth in people or things other than God's love, we end up hiding and are left thinking, if people knew who we really were, they wouldn't accept us. I've known very wealthy people who found their value in their wealth and became paranoid, thinking others only wanted to relate to them for their money. Because their lenses were faulty, it was impossible to convince them otherwise. Our value is inherent. It can't be earned because we already have it. We are God's children. When we work to prove our value, we're actually placing our worth in something transitory. These can easily become the things we hide behind. Each of us has inherent dignity in the Lord, and resting in that fact alone, alleviates so many issues. We no longer have the same self-criticism, arrogance, or condemnation of ourselves or others. Actually, our confidence becomes unshakable because it is in God, not in us. This doesn't mean we should stop giving our best effort, but that we should do so from a place of confidence in our okayness regardless of the outcome. Our performance is no longer an attempt to earn worth, but a gift of gratitude to the Lord for the gift He's given us. We stop trying to control how things turn out in order to justify our existence. When we have the being right, the doing flows peacefully and joyfully. The irony is that when we don't spend our valuable time and mental and emotional energy worrying about the outcome, things generally turn out far better. When there is struggle, we are better able to adjust in a healthy way, since our focus is on the Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your cross and resurrection by which you revealed God's value for each of us. Graciously grant us eyes to see ourselves and each other the way you see us. Let our confidence be in your unshakable love for each of us. In your holy name we pray. Amen. May the Lord show you your value in him, your value as his son, your value as his daughter. And may the Lord give you peace.
Thank you for joining me for today's show. Please subscribe and share and check us out on wholenessandholiness.com. Follow and like us on social media. And to learn more about Sacred Heart Healing Ministries, please go to sacredhearthealingministries.com.